Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, it is official. Joel Brennan officially announcing his candidacy for the 2026 Wisconsin gubernatorial election, which will be an open race after incumbent Governor Tony Evers announced he will not seek a third term.
I'm Joel Brennan. I'm a Democrat running for governor. You probably don't know much about me, so let's start with some numbers. 10. That's how many siblings I grew up with right here in Wisconsin. We were long on potential, although sometimes a little short on resources. 49. That's how many points future NBA star Nick Van Exel and I combined to score when we played each other in high school. I had 8. He had the rest. 5. That's how many jobs I had to help pay my way through college, like landscaping, making copies, retail, and deep frying egg rolls. 0. The number of functioning blinkers on my first car.
Well, we'll get to the deep frying egg rolls coming up as part of this conversation. Joel Brennan joins us on the line right now, part of a crowded field, trying to seek that Democratic nomination for governor in 2026. Hi, Joel.
Hey, how you doing, Greg?
Doing well. So we spoke about a month ago, Joel, and you said you were considering running for governor. So what information did you need to gather in ultimately deciding, yes, I'm going to do this thing?
Well, anytime somebody does this, and everybody who has gone through this process, it's intensely personal. It's about whether your family and your close friends are going to be with you for this, and if there's the opportunity to see that there can be the resources to get your message out. And frankly, what I did over the last couple of months is try to talk to people, but also listen to what their concerns are. People are angry and they're fearful about what's going on in Wisconsin. And I think they believe that I'm somebody, because of what I've done in my career of trying to roll up my sleeves and get something done, like that I have something to offer here. But really, it starts with the people who are closest to you, and those are the people who have given me the green light on this, and that gives me some wind at my back to think that I've got something to say to the state of Wisconsin.
Joel, you've served as Governor Tony Evers' top aide in the past. Where would you continue his approach, and where would you veer from it?
Well, one thing I would say, Jessica, is I think there's nobody who could say that Tony Evers doesn't reflect the values that all of us hold dear in Wisconsin. And I'm proud to have worked alongside of him. You know, he and I had the opportunity to work together closely to undo some of the things, some of the harm that had been done under 8 years of Scott Walker and a right-wing legislature. And then both with Governor Evers and a number of other partners around the state, we needed to band together when COVID came along. So I'm really proud of that effort and a lot of the work that we did in the Evers administration. So I think Tony Evers, when he first announced on that day before I came to your studio that he wasn't running, I told you guys there, that I think he had done a really terrific job. Where I think things will change in the next administration is that there is an opportunity now, because of one of the legacies that Tony Evers will have is that he helped create fair maps around the state, so that, you know, there are going to be opportunities for true elections where the people who are represented get to decide who represents them, as opposed to what happened starting in 2010, where, you know, people who were elected representatives pretty much got to pinpoint who they were going to represent. And so with fair maps and a Democratic governor, I think things can be very different in terms of being on the offensive on issues related to health care, on public education, on issues around housing, and all the things related to, you know, what we're hearing now related about affordability. You know, we have Donald Trump at the federal level calling affordability a hoax. There are a couple hundred thousand people who are about to lose their health care in Wisconsin in the next couple of weeks. There are tens of thousands more who are going to see premiums double or triple. And that's not a hoax. That's that's real. And that's people in Wisconsin who are going to feel that. And so I'm eager to not just be angry about that, but to get ready to roll up my sleeves and do something about it.
You know, Joel, you mentioned the words banding together. You've often emphasized your ability to work with both Democrats and Republicans to roll up your sleeves, work together. You've used that kind of phrasing. Did this happen during the Evers administration when you were there as his top aide? Concrete examples of times you successfully negotiated major compromise with the opposing party?
I don't think there was a spirit of general compromise through most of that time. And there can be approaches that afford for that and allow for that. And I like to think that that's the kind of personality I have, but there needs to be a willingness to do that. And with an overwhelming Republican majority in the legislature, that wasn't always the case. Now, you know, I certainly had conversation with people. I will tell you that there were things during COVID where everybody was able to put aside their partisan beliefs and their ideology and get things done. There are people like Paul Farrow, who's the county executive in Washington, and I, who in Waukesha County, he and I had opportunities to work together on things that we thought could help do things that would save lives or would help people in their health care. You know, there are any number of examples like that, but that's part of what I think the evolution is happening in Wisconsin and why it's important who's going to be the candidate for the Democrats next fall, because we have an opportunity to for the first time in 15 years for the Democrats to have a majority, and it will be a thin majority in the state Senate and in the Assembly. And with that, there's opportunity to get more done. Now, there will be many of opportunities throughout that to for there to be inclusion of people across the ideological spectrum, because I think ultimately we all stand for what we think are Wisconsin values and how can we invest in ways that are going to bring down costs for Wisconsin residents and put us on a path to make real lasting change for people for the long term.
At the top of the segment, we played a large chunk of your first campaign video, but there's another part of it where you take aim at President Trump. Let's listen to that.
Today, thanks to Donald Trump's chaos and incompetence, the numbers just aren't adding up for Wisconsin families. Costs, like everything else, are out of control. And coming from a family that had to make every dollar count, I know what that feels like. I'll be a governor who will stand up to Trump's dysfunction.
If you're a Democrat running right now, as you are now, considering our current political environment, do you have to take aim at the president? How do you make that decision? And how do you win over the independents who don't want this election to be solely about Trump?
Yeah, and I think you won. Everybody is angry and everybody wants someone who's going to stand up to what I think is generally agreed upon as dysfunction at the federal level. So, you know, and I'm happy to do that, proud to do that, because I think it's right. When you've got somebody going around the country saying that affordability is a Democratic hoax, like that's not someone who lives in the real world. In the next couple of weeks, there are going to be 200,000 people who live in the state of Wisconsin who are going to lose their health care, tens of thousands more who are going to see their premiums double and triple. And there are all kinds of other examples. There were 720,000 people because of the dysfunction at the federal level who quite literally couldn't put groceries on the table in the first 2 weeks of November. So all of those are demonstrations that this is real. This is not a hoax. And so, you know, because of that dysfunction, yes, people, whether they're Democrats or independents and even some Republicans, want people to stand up to Donald Trump. However, you know, I do think, and this is part of where I have been throughout my life, you know, I get angry, but I don't want to get even. I want to get something done, and we need to be able to roll up our sleeves and actually get to work and showcase that there's a vision for where we want to go also as a state, investing in early childhood education, investing in education all throughout within K-12 and in higher ed, because that's still the way to create problem solvers and to get innovation and entrepreneurs inspired in Wisconsin. We have a housing crisis across the state of Wisconsin where there simply isn't the enough adequate housing for people at all levels. In the course of the last year, the average age of a first-time home buyer grew to 40 years old for the first time ever. 5 years ago, it was 33 years old. That means that families with young children who, you know, can use the creation of wealth through buying a home and all that, like all that has been put out of reach. And so we are just layering cost after cost after cost on people without giving them any adequate relief. And so I think that's where we can win over people around the state, but that's also just where we have to go if we're going to preserve Wisconsin values. And I think if there's something to be said about Donald Trump beyond just the criticism, I think who he is undermines the values that we stand for as Wisconsinites. And I want to, mine is a Wisconsin story. I'm a Wisconsin guy, and I'm going to continue to push for Wisconsin values against whatever the values are that other people have, whether they're Donald Trump, whether they're Republicans in the legislature, or anybody else.
Joel Brennan joining us here in Wisconsin's Midday News. A crowded field here, Joel. You're the ninth to officially declare here on the Democratic side, and I wouldn't be surprised to hear similar sentiments shared from Mandela Barnes or Sarah Rodriguez or even David Crawley. So what differentiates you and your platform from the others? Because it feels like there are some similarities here.
Sure, and I think we all share some of the same values. You said I'm the ninth. Well, you know, you guys know a little bit about me and my family. I was the 10th there, 10th of 11 to come. So I know what it's like to try to edge my way in and elbow my way into the table to ensure that I got something to eat and in some ways have something to say. But the way that, and I respect the other candidates, they all are good people. And I worked with a lot of them when I was in the Evers administration. And, you know, but the thing that I will lean into in my candidacy and in my campaign is to talk about the breadth of experience that I've had over the course of 25 years, over 11 years as the head of the largest science museum in Wisconsin, where I was trying to push STEM education and increasing opportunity for young boys and young girls to have access to science education, 3 years as the top appointed official in Governor Evers' cabinet, the last 4 years working with higher education, working with civic leaders, working with nonprofit leaders. All of those have been efforts for me to roll up my sleeves and try to get things done. And the other thing that I think you guys know, and we've established this over the course of the year and a half that I've been coming on your show regularly, is relationships mean a lot to me. I have spent a lifetime investing in those. And as I go around the state, I'm going to try to be not only somebody who talks with people, but who's a listener and who's developing those relationships. That's part of what I did when I was as the Secretary of the Department of Administration. It's something that I look forward to as part of the campaign, because I just think that's who we are as Wisconsin. We want to be prone to action, but we also need to be listeners and we need to be learners. And that's what I'm going to do on the campaign.
And Joel, what's your plan of attack to get your name more well-known outside of Milwaukee? Because you're very well-known here in our city, but across the state, and the other candidates pretty much are in the same boat with that. So I'm curious, what's the plan of attack?
Yeah, well, you know, starting today, you know, on most Thursdays, I'd be sitting in that seat next to you guys and, you know, and making eye contact with you. I'm in Madison right now. I'm here today. I'm going to spend time everywhere around the state. And again, to be honest, that's the part of this that I'm going to enjoy, is going out and having the opportunity to learn from people and listen to people all around the state. These are campaigns that are also about resources. And so I'm going to aggressively try to get people who will believe in me and believe in what I have to say that will be part of my campaign and invest in the campaign. But it truly is going to be about rolling up your sleeves and trying to get a message out to people around the state. And, you know, in some ways, that's who I have been throughout my life. That's what I look forward to over the next 9 months.
Joel Brennan officially announcing his candidacy for the 2026 Wisconsin gubernatorial election. It'll be an open race after incumbent Governor Tony Evers announced he will not seek a third term. He is off and running on the campaign trail. Joel, we appreciate your time as always. And in full disclosure to our WTMJ audience, you're stepping away from your role as president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee. You're also stepping away from our weekly segment, and we'll miss you. But we'll certainly check in with you and other candidates from time to time as this race builds and as we get closer to Election Day.
Yeah, you know how much I look forward to these conversations and how much I appreciate them. And I know you're going to have other good people from around the community and from the GMC who are going to be part of this. And I appreciate that. But I just appreciate your friendship and what you guys mean to the community. So thank you. And we'll see you out there along the way.
Thanks, Joel.